Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Scammers are taking advantage of this moment, and there's been a surge in phishing and other internet scams this year, according to the FBI. A report by the fraud detection company Bolster finds 30% of counterfeit emails and web pages are COVID-19 related, about stimulus checks and small business loans, or offering things like fake cures or tests. Joining us now is Lori Craner, who's a professor of computer science at Carnegie Mellon University. Lori, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, why don't you just describe for people who don't know what phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, is?
So phishing is when you get an email that looks like it's coming from a legitimate source, but actually it's coming from a scammer.
And who are these scammers? Who's typically behind a phishing attack?
Any sort of criminal enterprise. It might be a big criminal organization overseas. It might be just somebody in their basement. You never mm-hmm. know.
So with a lot of people working from home right now and not in the typical electronic setting of an office and the networks that exist in an office, are companies and employees more vulnerable to phishing attacks?
Yeah, I think they are because we don't have the kind of cues that we normally have at work and seeing people and knowing, what to expect. And so the scammers are definitely taking advantage of that.
Well, can you give us an example? What kind of scams are you hearing about right now?
So some of them are related to current events. There are a number of scams related to getting your money from the government. People are expecting to be getting a check. And so there are scams that say, oh, well, if you want to get your payment from the government, you need to log in and give us your bank account information. But actually, you would be giving that information to a scammer.
Mm-hmm. I've also seen some examples where, because we're all using Zoom so much now to communicate, people are sending out fake Zoom links that then allow malware to come into your computer.
Yeah, so lots of things that they're taking advantage of, knowing that we are all at home, we're working from home, we're not seeing other people very much, and that it's kind of a crisis situation.
So what are some things that people can do to protect themselves from this?
Well, you should just be very careful before taking an action based on email or even phone calls that you receive, because there are also some attacks like this that come through phone calls or phone messages. If somebody is saying they're from the government, be very skeptical. The government usually doesn't call you. If somebody is asking you to take an urgent action, any information like bank account information, social security number, passwords, anything like that, you really, really should be skeptical and not do it.
And I also sometimes notice that if you have an email that seems a little suspicious, you can go in and look at who it's coming from. And oftentimes the address is a bit odd.
Yeah. And you should really look at them carefully, because the scammers do some clever things. So let's say that you have a friend whose email is, say, joe@work.com. They may send you an email that's like joe@work.com. Some suspicious, scary
right.
site, right? And, you have to read the whole thing and see that, like, there's more to it than just what you were expecting.
I've heard that some companies, and I've never experienced this myself, but some companies send out fake phishing emails to employees, and anybody who falls for the scam then has to attend a training session.
Yeah, that's true. And we actually did research at Carnegie Mellon SciLab over 10 years ago. We actually came up with this idea and tested it on Carnegie Mellon students, faculty, and staff. And we found that it was really actually very effective.
Very effective at tricking people.
It's effective at tricking people, but it's also effective at training people. Uh-huh. So we set it up when we did the experiment where, if you fell for it, immediately we displayed a comic strip that explained what phishing was and how you could protect yourself. And what we found is, if we just emailed out the comic strip, people didn't really read it. They ignored it, even though it was cute and funny. But if they fell for this fake phishing attack and they suddenly felt vulnerable and they were motivated to actually read the comic strip and think about it, and they learned from it. And so then when we sent them another fake phishing message, they were much less likely to fall for it.
Now, I have been using the internet long enough to remember the days of the Nigerian prince who just was going to send you $10 million if you did this or that for this person. Has the world of phishing changed a lot in the last couple of decades?
Well, you know, that Nigerian prince is still alive and well and is still sending out those fake messages. It's actually amazing. I just got one the other day. So we still have those messages, but we also have some that are more sophisticated. A lot of the more recent ones are actually very targeted. And so they look like they're coming from your boss or somebody in your workplace.
Huh. That is Laurie Craner, who is a professor of computer science and of engineering and public policy at Carnegie Mellon University. Laurie, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.